Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. A few minutes past 3 p.m. How are you guys?
Fine.
You really thought about that.
Yeah, I did.
You wanted to be accurate.
Yeah, I did.
I may be the best dressed person here today.
I like that shirt. I've said that before to you.
I think you like what's under it.
Duh. I don't need to.
Tony's his usual cash. Rach is working the sweatshirt, looking cute. Sue, you didn't have any real estate showing today, obviously.
No, I did not, sir.
Wow.
Same, just usual.
It's harsh.
Yeah, I was seeing if you had your Adidas pants yet.
No, tomorrow.
All right.
I almost wore soft pants today, but I was like, I got to work up to it.
Buddy, what are you no one's here. You're looking at your coworkers.
I want it to be cold. I don't want to wear sweatpants outside and it be like pretty normal outside.
Because
I
get the that. Comfort or like
comfort.
Just the look?
It takes away from the comfort.
It does.
I hear you.
75 degrees outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but you already have pants on.
Yeah, it's just different. I have problems.
I agree with you.
I have like bad OCD.
I totally agree on sweatpants. I was so happy when it got down to the 70s as highs because I could put sweatpants on and wear them to work. I still couldn't wear them. I could wear them to work because it's
cold in here.
It's cold in here. Not going to be outside. Not going to be doing a whole lot of moving around. 70s is still a little too hot for sweatpants, like in the real world. But these are, I think, cool. Like,
readable.
Adidas pants are cooler than jeans. Like, I've worn these pretty much all summer because I don't like coming to work, even in these conditions.
I got to wash my jeans. I was sitting on the toilet today looking down at the insides of my pants, and the insides were dirty. And I was like, that's a pretty good sign.
How many times do you think you wear them before you wash them?
How many times or how many months?
Well,
okay.
How many times do you wear them in a month?
A lot. I'm not gonna lie to you, nice people. To me, washing your jeans is throwing them in the dryer and fluffing them.
Yeah,
you know. But then you see the inside, and you're like, "You're a dirty, dirty man. You should." I got a washer. It's sitting right there. It's got its mouth open. It's ready to go.
May I ask a question? Why don't we just throw them in the washer?
Have you met me? Have you spent much time with me?
I don't get the but here's why.
Here, I like clean. I am a little bit nutty about. Making sure
trying to make me look bad here, aren't you?
No, but for some
reason, unlike Dave,
when it comes to jeans,
you're okay.
I'd say they've got at least double digit days before they need to be washed.
This is my third day in these jeans in a row.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, I think you can go.
I've never gone 3 days.
I think you can go up to 10.
Shut
the
up.
Look on her, the look on her face.
Dude. I think you can go up to 10
that
days.
That was sex doll almost.
Before you have to wash. I think you go without unless they get
no. I'm wrong about this.
Unnaturally dirty.
I'm wrong about this, but I view jeans like shoes.
Oh,
yeah, I wore those yesterday. They're fine. It's okay. Yeah. I didn't spill anything on them.
Yeah,
I'll wash them tonight too.
I'm just curious.
You know one reason I don't wash them? To be completely honest,
tell me.
Because the next day they're really tight on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to put them in the dryer. Just hang them up to dry, and then a day and a half later, you're good to go.
Yeah. Where did that start?
That takes a level of conscientiousness that...
That you don't
I may not possess.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Speaking of OCD things, I had OCD, still do. Both the kids, it just, I guess there's just a real genetic component to it.
Big time.
I'm still developing them. I take pills every day. I take vitamins. I take medicine. And at some point within the past year, I started doing this. Here's how I normally take a pill. Put it in my mouth. Pill's gone. At some point, I did this. I put the drink in my mouth, and I'm like, almost swallow. And it doesn't even have to be, I think it was because I was taking some big horse pills, and it took a little working up to. But now even the tiniest pill, I do that. Mm. Pure habit, pure OCD. There's something in my brain that tells me you can't swallow it on your first try. 56. Still developing new OCDs. Next thing you know, I'll be going 3 days before I wash my jeans.
Well, we could cross our fingers for that one.
Want to hear a frustrating morning?
Mm-hmm.
So Nick went to get a prescription, and Walgreens told him, because he's still on my insurance for another few months, your dad has to call the number on the back of his card because there's something not right. Okay. So I call the number on the back of my United medical card.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice woman, but she's like, I don't know. I can't even see the number for the pharmacy stuff. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're United Healthcare. You don't have a number for the pharmacy stuff? And she just, I'm looking. I'm trying to find. She can't find it. 40 minutes later, she hangs up on me. I'm sure accidentally. I call back on the wrong number, and I get the provider line. 30 minutes later, I find out I've called the provider line. So then I call back again. And meanwhile, I say to Taliban, I'm so mad. Will you tell Rachel to please come in here? Because I'm in Studio G. A few minutes later, Rach comes in, and I finally got someone on the phone, and I just give her one of these. Never mind. Never mind. It's okay. So she's like, okay. She goes back. Half an hour after that, I go walking back to the office, and I'm on hold, and I'm just bitching to her. I'm just like, so anyway. And then they said this, and then they didn't even have the number. And she goes, is it your prescription card? And I'm like, say again? And she pulls it out of her wallet, and she's like, this is a prescription card. That's the number you call. 90 minutes of rage. 90 minutes of pure fury. All pilot error.
Bet you wish you wouldn't have shooed me out of Studio G now.
I do. I really do.
Pilot error, yes.
To an extent.
Unless, I mean... If they would have told me, call the number on the back of your card, my initial thought would be the health insurance card.
Thank you. I don't feel quite as dumb.
Now,
I've never seen the prescription
card. Maybe they said.
I'm not that guy.
Maybe they said prescription card. They should have said that. You should have a prescription card. You need to call the number on the back. That should have been what was communicated to you. So my default thought would have been...
Or you'd think United would get enough of those calls that they would say, oh, here's the problem.
Yeah, I definitely placed
the
blame.
The first person should have said that. Yeah. Oh, I think you met your prescription card. Yeah.
Right. We don't have a prescription department. Right. That's where the blame lies, in my opinion. I only know about it because I've been through the same thing in the past, and I had to figure out what the prescription card was. And it's cool. Like, here we have a website you can just order your prescriptions from rather than do this whole song and dance.
Yeah. So. You know how they always say, this may be recorded for... Your
quality
protection.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything mean to a live person, but I MF'd the robot lady.
Mm-hmm.
How bad is that? How bad is that? When it's clearly a computer. Push one for benefits, push two for this. And I'm like, effing customer service.
Yeah.
And then she understood me because she goes, you cannot reach customer service through this number.
There's no need for that language. Yeah, that.
If there's anything more frustrating than that,
super frustrating.
I don't even know.
Mm. Can I turn around with something happy here?
Sure, please do.
Connie tweeted us just a little bit ago and said, it's Allison's 22nd birthday. I think that's Connie's daughter. Can she get a shout out from the DGS? She is a super fan. She's a Battle of the Half-Wits champion.
Hey.
Whoa.
And she reps the show on vacation in Colorado every year, and there's a picture of Allison in Colorado. So it's Allison's 22nd birthday, Battle of the Half-Wits champion.
Happy birthday, Happy Allison.
Happy birthday, birthday,
I'm Allison. Pretty sure she won when we played at Llewellyn's. When Llewellyn's opened in, like, O'Fallon, is that where it was, Dave?
Yeah, if I look at her picture, I'll remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got it over here.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's
we're gonna play Half Wits today.
Looks like she is on the top, maybe of the same mountain you were on, Dave, in Colorado.
Is there a Bigfoot near her?
And there could be. And she's got her DGS t-shirt on. Very cool. Very, very cool.
I had a first last night. I watched Forensic Files for the first time ever.
Oh, I've seen that and not stopped. How was it?
The best show ever.
Wow.
I think it was from like 1972. I mean, it...
Is it like, you know, what kind of show is it? The fake reenactments kind of deal?
Yes.
Okay.
In the best possible way.
Okay.
For example, the one I watched, a guy killed a stripper, took her out to his property, killed her, and burned her body over like 5 days.
Oh, my.
So the cops put two and two together. They went out to his property, and he hadn't cleaned anything up. And so the cadaver dogs are going crazy at the fire pit, and they find a big hunk of flesh. And they go, there's a big hunk of flesh in your fire pit. And the cadaver dogs are going crazy. And he goes, oh, yeah, I caught a beaver and I burned it in there. They go, good enough for us. And they just left.
Mm. What?
Like, I'm not sure that's the way police work happens.
Mm.
I watched three episodes. And let me tell you something about people who murder people. They're dumb.
Yeah.
They leave.
Yeah.
Well, they're leaving the forensic evidence. It's the whole point of the show.
Yes. I like it.
Oh, I love that kind of show. Yeah, I'm in.
It's super. You know,
I love true
it's
crime.
It's super cozy
stuff.
It's honestly, I'm watching this real human being, and they're like, eventually they found half of her foot that was burned and charred, and they showed it. Here's a burned foot. It looks like a piece of barbecue, and I'm just like, have another sip of wine. I'm like, oh, that'll teach him. You know, isn't that weird? You can watch like that's a person's foot that someone killed and put in a fire pit, and yet you don't like fall over and throw up.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird.
Like, that's a foot.
I watched a Dateline. That's why I like the Dateline. I like the solving of the crime.
Oh. What?
Love, love, love it.
Rach, what is that one I complained about?
On the show the other day?
Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I've not seen
I should have been clued in by the name.
Oh, yeah. They don't solve those.
But I watched three of them until I got to the point where I'm like, is anyone going to solve a crime?
Is it back?
Yes, there are brand new episodes on Netflix.
Really?
Yes, brand new episodes.
I don't think I could take that. I like
the
closure.
You know the old Unsolved Mysteries, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, I can't take it.
You get to the end and you're like, we don't know.
No.
All right.
Dateline usually will wrap it up, and if not, you can at least see in the description this'll, you know, they'll give you a hint.
Is Dateline this guy?
Keith Morrison, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
He's awesome.
Used
in
to be
fact,
Stone Phillips, didn't it, on Dateline?
No, he. Oh, he.
He was the
been.
Host of Dateline. Keith Morrison is the one that does the voiceovers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Bill Hader does the
great
impression of.
So
they
great.
They have a podcast of Dateline, which it's just like the episode in podcast.
Oh,
well, that's cool.
Now they have several reporters. Keith Morrison is just one of them, and he's the one with the great voice. In fact, if you have Waze, the traffic app, they had him as a voice for a while that you could buy.
Oh, that's cool.
And he would say, turn left coming up.
That's cool.
If you dare. I mean, it was awesome.
That's fun.
It's neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know another thing that pisses me off?
What's that?
I'm sure my company does it too, and I hate it, but I'm sick of people asking me to take surveys. Like today, every time someone would hang up on me, my healthcare company, and I'd call back, the first thing they'd say is, we'd like you to take a survey at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said, like, I would be happy to. I would love to shove this in your pooper, but I just, I'm so sick of that.
You're so mad by the end of the call, you don't want to spend any more time.
The other day I said yes to it because it was a company I knew, and it said, quick survey. Quick survey to me is like 5 questions.
Mm.
This one had 30 pages.
Mm-mm.
Now, there's only like 2 questions on each page, but it was like, you are 10% done.
No.
You're 12% done.
A quick survey should be, I think, 3 questions, definitely no more than 5. Yeah.
By the way, the internet says you should only wash your jeans once every 10 wears.
Whoa!
How about that?
I nailed it.
Looks like I'm coming in under the threshold.
No kidding. Thing? You're nice. Super clean. And I'm not horrendous.
No.
And you are supposed to line dry them.
No.
And wash them cold. Cold water.
Are you doing lives for clotheslines these days or something?
Yeah, that's me.
Wash them cold.
Who knows how to
wash things cold? Here's how I do laundry. Throw it in, spin it, pull it. Bam.
I wash everything
cold. I couldn't
even
tell you the last time I saw a clothesline.
Man, I loved ours.
I had them install them in my basement. Yeah. I have 3 clotheslines down
there. That's creepy.
know.
Yeah.
It's great to hang up the jeans.
For babies.
And the, you know, anything that you can't put in the dryer.
Like a baby.
Well, yeah, don't put babies in the dryer. That's a good point.
Hang them up, let them dry. Did you see the internet's going crazy over how would a dog wear pants?
No. What?
No.
This is the kind of thing that would probably, I'd be a fun hater and be like, this is stupid.
It's another thing. Is it an argument? Should have brought Jesus down from the cross.
Like whether they should be on the back leg, yes, or the front leg?
Does a dog just wear a pair of pants on his hind legs? Does he
clearly
wear?
Yes.
Clearly it would only be on the hind legs.
Yes.
Thank you, because you're not insane.
Hello. Right.
The prevailing answer, though, is four.
No.
No.
Pants legs.
No.
No.
No. No.
Stupid.
No.
Mm-mm. No, that's where your shirt goes.
I mean,
that's where
duh.
The sleeves go.
I think Tony just ended this debate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Chet Pleben is here. We're going to talk about the Breonna Taylor case. Hey, Chet.
Hello, Dave. Hello again.
Before we get into Breonna Taylor, a much lighter topic. We're just talking about shows like Forensic Files and Dateline. As a criminal defense attorney for decades, can you enjoy those shows, or is it too close to home or so ridiculous that you just roll your eyes?
Well, some are good. Like everything else, you know, some are good, some are bad. Obviously, we were involved in the Faria case, and we were representing some police officers. And frankly, while that case was pending, the civil lawsuit against the several police officers involved in that case, I didn't particularly like the coverage because we are eventually going to have to pick a jury. It was, I think, that aired on Dateline three times. And so, you know, as a criminal from the criminal defense side of this, it's not very good when you go through all this publicity and the case, whether it be civil or criminal, is still pending and you have to go in and pick a jury. So, you know, from an enjoyment standpoint, some are good, some are bad.
Okay, let's do what we usually do. Let me tell you what I know about the Taylor case and you can take it from there.
So okay.
As I understand it, the police were executing a warrant, but not a no-knock. They're saying it was not a no-knock, and there's at least one witness who corroborates that they said police, that they didn't get an answer, and they breached the door, and the one cop goes in, sees two people standing there, one being this Hawkins guy, one being Breonna Taylor. Hawkins admittedly points the gun, shoots, hits one of the cops. He fires back, I think, six shots, and then another guy pokes into the door and fires like 16 times. No one is being charged individually because the shooting was legally justified, according to the authorities. But they're being one person is being indicted basically for being so careless as to shoot into the neighboring apartment. Does that pretty well sum it up?
Pretty much. Let me go back though and clarify one thing. It was a no-knock warrant issued by the court. And by the way, the officer who applied for that warrant was different than the three officers that actually executed that warrant and fired the shots. But independently of that, it was a no-knock. That's what the court issued, the department itself decided with one of their regulations, they decided to impose an order that these officers who were going to execute that no-knock warrant had to knock and announce. Now, again, as we talked about yesterday, there's been some dispute as to whether or not they knocked and announced. There is one witness, and there are, I guess, 10 others that didn't hear anything, which doesn't mean that they didn't announce themselves. But one said, yes, absolutely, I heard it. They said police. Now, the no-knock doesn't require that, but they did. Secondly, apparently, they were saying, saying something or knocking because Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, got up and got dressed. So there was a period of time that they were at that front door before they actually knocked down the door. After they knocked down the door, as we talked about yesterday, the first one in was Mattingly. He's the one that was shot in the leg because Kenneth Walker, before any police officer fired any shot, Walker shot at him, hit him in the leg. He was followed by Cosgrove, and both of them fired shots. Now, as far as Brett Hackinson is concerned, he's the one. He was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment. It's a five-year per count felony. And the reason that he was charged with that was because apparently he fired from outside on a patio, and 10 of those shots apparently hit the neighboring apartment, which was occupied by a man, a pregnant woman, and a child. And so the three counts represent the three people who occupied that apartment next door where those bullets hit. Clearly, they have identified ballistically that Miles Cosgrove was the one that fired the fatal shot. They matched that bullet with his gun. And apparently Kentucky couldn't do that. They had to send it to the FBI lab and their forensic people, and they identified it. The reason, as you said, the reason that no one was charged with manslaughter or murder is because Kenneth Walker fired the first shot. They were returning fire. Now, would the situation have been different had they just knocked down that door and started firing? I suspect that, yes, that it would either be a manslaughter charge or there would be a murder charge under those circumstances. Hey, but yeah.
Chet, it's Tony. I think it's an important point that you're making, and also very interesting that the indictment today essentially has nothing to do with the death of Breonna Taylor. The officer is being charged and theoretically could just be charged with this in any case where he recklessly...
Even if he hadn't hit anyone.
Which he didn't. The guy who got indicted, as Chet just pointed out, is not the one who actually struck Breonna Taylor with the bullets. So the indictment today really doesn't have anything to do a direct connection to the death of Breonna Taylor. He broke the law with his reckless actions, essentially.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. His bullet did not cause her death. And right. And similarly, let's say that they just started firing from outside and a bullet struck her. That would be a problem. That would be either a manslaughter or a murder problem. You know, the fact of the matter, Tony and Dave, is that this is not a racial case. And for those of your listeners who think that this decision is racial, they are wrong. It is not a political case. And for those of you that think this is political, they are wrong. Now, of course, if you turn on cable news, they're fueling the narrative that this is an injustice. The fact of the matter is that not every criminal case solves issues. And the reason that they don't is because you have to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and you've got to have evidence to do it. Now, the attorney general for the state of Kentucky, he didn't prosecute this. He took it to a grand jury. He didn't decide that no charges should be brought. The grand jury did. This is no different than Michael Brown's case. It's no different
then the prosecutor in St. Louis County, when Bob decided to go to the grand jury, he presented the evidence to the grand jury, and this is what the decision was, because this is what the evidence showed. So you can go ahead and you can fuel whatever narrative you want, and you can talk about injustices, and you can talk about all sorts of stuff, and we're going to hear all about the protests and the outrage. But the facts are the facts. The evidence is the evidence. And the conclusion the grand jury drew was there's not probable cause. There's not probable cause to believe that these officers, all three of them, did not act in a justifiable sort of manner. And they used deadly force. And it's really, really sad that a lady in her own house was killed. But as we said yesterday, if you want to indict somebody, indict no-knock warrants. If you want to indict something, indict a grand jury. If you want to do with the grand jury system, do away with the grand jury system. Do away with the no-knock warrants. But the fact of the matter is that right now, in this day and age, on March 13th of 2020, and today, the grand jury system did exist. And on March the 13th of 2020, no-knock warrants did exist. They went and they got one. Now you can argue, well maybe they falsified the police officer that went to get the no-knock warrant. Okay, I don't know whether he told the truth or he didn't tell the truth. I suppose that's a story for another day. But these three guys weren't the guys that went to get the warrant. They were just executing it. Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, how do we, I don't understand the law like you, Chet, obviously, but I'm fascinated by it. How do you reconcile that with the $12 million settlement? Can they coordinate in advance and go like, I don't think this is going to go the way that the general public thinks that it should go? Legally, we cannot charge these officers, so let's reflect how sorry we are for this tragedy in the form of a settlement, or is that even connected at all?
Well, mostly in those cases, and take Michael Brown for example as well. You know, look at the settlement in the Michael Brown case too that never went to trial. But there's always a distinction between what the modicum of proof is in a criminal case and in a civil case. So, for example, in the criminal case, you have to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. That's a pretty lofty standard. In a civil case, you prove it by what's called preponderance of the evidence. What that means is that if the plaintiff has 51% of the evidence and the defendant has 49% of the evidence, the plaintiff wins. So when you start with this stuff and you see all this publicity, and then you, as the defense lawyer in the civil case, you're going to go to trial. That's a pretty difficult thing to defend against, because you've got to overcome all that publicity. You've got to pick a jury, and potentially you have to pick it in your hometown. And so it becomes a little more receptive to settling the case and paying money, as opposed to questions related to the criminal process, which is certainly a more difficult proceeding, difficult process.
Real quick, the Attorney General Cameron there, who was, I thought, incredibly impressive during his press conference today.
I did too, yes.
He even addressed the racial issue that you were talking about a moment ago. He was asked about whether or not people will react to this as racially motivated or call it racist, and his answer was, well, I'm black and I represent the department, so I hope that clears that up. I thought that was a great answer. But the question I had for you was that he multiple times mentioned that the criminal justice system isn't perfect. It's not able to address every single possible variable in every possible case. He said it's not always set up to respond to a tragedy. And he went back to that statement a couple times. How do you interpret that that statement?
Well, I think it's right, because it goes back to Rachel's question too. You know, how come they settled the civil case? Well, again, it's an easier way to go ahead and resolve the question rather than the criminal process. And while the criminal process, and he's right, it doesn't solve everything in these types of cases, but the civil section lends a little more result-oriented
Nuanced. Would that be a good way to put it? Like, they can say, well, beyond a reasonable doubt, we can't prove it, but in this court system, we have a little more leeway for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, though, you know, whatever you know, it's kind of like you better also be careful what you charge as far as the criminal process is concerned, because you get a bunch of protests at the front door. We talked about this before.
Right.
But if you can't prove that beyond a reasonable doubt, think about the consequence that's going to be on the back door. That's different than the civil.
The talking point all summer has been arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor. That's been the expectation from the cops who murdered, like using the word murder. I never thought that was going to work out.
Hey, Chad, let me ask you this.
Sure.
If the cops come to my home tonight, and take that back. If an intruder comes to my home tonight at 3 a.m. and busts in the door, and I have my gun next to me, and I get up and I see someone coming in and it's dark and I shoot them, I'm okay. Castle
yes.
doctrine. So
yes.
If Breonna Taylor and Hawkins, if we believe that they knew it was the cops, you can't shoot a cop under any circumstances. But if they didn't know, if you could be persuaded that they just thought it was an intruder, they're disoriented, it's 3 a.m, at that point, because I know Hawkins has been charged with shooting this cop. I'm curious about that. To what degree does that play into it? Because if this were a situation, if this were someone in Chesterfield and it was a criminal that broke in under the exact same, you know, darkness and the whole bit and shot him, they'd be a hero. Like, oh, yeah, they used their Second Amendment rights and they protected their property and their person. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, Walker, I believe, said that when he fired that shot, and there's no dispute that he fired on the officers first, but he thought, according to him, he thought that was Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend, this Jamaricus Glover. He's the guy that is the alleged drug dealer. And that's what he thought, what he said at the time that he fired this shot. And so, yes, you know, it's dark. It's 12:30. Here's another reason why we shouldn't use no-knock warrants in the middle of the night. He had no idea. And I'm not critical of him firing that shot. But equally, if you're not critical of him firing that shot, how can you be critical of the police officer?
Isn't that interesting? It's so interesting that both parties could have been in the right in this situation.
Well, doesn't it all hinge on the fact that the police officers testify that they announced themselves and we have the one witness?
And again, it's whether we believe, you know, Hawkins.
Yeah.
You know, if there's any evidence, because someone could have heard them say police outside, but they didn't hear it on the inside. Who knows? But that's so fascinating. It's like a law exam question or a bar exam question that both of these people with guns could have been justified in what they did.
Right. Right. It's truly a sad case. And you're right. It has a lot of legal complexities, both in the criminal case as well as the civil case. I just hope that people are rational and reasonable about the outcome, and we have a lot of peace up there, so maybe not.
Thank you, Chet. Yeah, to that point, the mayor of Louisville, I guess, has just instituted a 9 p.m. Curfew, which I believe only fuels problems more, because then it just makes people say, like, screw you, we're staying out all night.
Thanks, Chet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Rachel said a really smart thing on the break, right before we came back. Biden and Trump debating, and it's fascinating. And, you know, Trump's such a big presence and such a bully, and Biden has struggled with stuttering. And I said, yeah, he could really pull a judo move and just take the high road. And when Trump comes at him, he could just really, like, seriously, Donald, this is what, you know. And then you said, like, or Trump could just not be mean, and that would shock everyone.
Yeah, that was my point kind of a couple of weeks ago. Like, well, what if you stopped giving them that?
Yeah.
Because that's such an easy thing to target and be like, can you believe what a jerk this guy is? If you stopped giving them that energy, they kind of have to rethink the entire strategy around 2020.
I mean, imagine if he came in and he just was intellectual and factual and measured.
I don't want to fight with you, Joe.
Yes. That's really interesting.
There's no way, because I think he does want to fight with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I think
it's just interesting to think about.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, I think Trump's going to go a few good men and try to get him to snap.
I think
too.
So. I would
too.
Agree.
Like, you know, that movie when the, telling, is it Kevin?
Yes.
Pollock?
Yes.
In that movie, and he's like, don't go down that, unless you're sure you can get him to crack, and he finally got him to just have that. I think that's Trump's plan. He's going to just try to get him to become unhinged.
There's a test from 1939 that tells you if you're a good husband or a good wife.
Oh, boy. This ought to be amazing.
Want to hear it?
This ought to be amazing.
A few signs that you're a good husband.
Okay.
1939. You're nice to your wife's friends. You remember your anniversary. You're kind to her, even if no one's watching. You ask for her opinion sometimes. You let her drive the car if she needs it.
I knew there was going to be I knew the word let.
Yes.
Was going to be in there somewhere.
And you read the paper out loud to her.
What?
Because she can't read.
No.
You're not a great husband. If you flirt in front of her.
Yeah, that's rude.
Comparing her to your mother or previous wives. Talking about how life was better before you got married.
That's sweet.
Not saying excuse me when you burp. And criticizing her in public.
I think all those still hold up.
Yeah.
I think all those are still signs of a bad husband.
You are a good wife by 1939 standards if you always serve dinner on time.
Oh.
You play an instrument.
What?
You dress up for breakfast. You're a good housekeeper. You always put the kids to bed. You run any big purchases by your husband first, and you let him sleep in on the weekends.
Get dressed up for breakfast.
Nobody did that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not.
I don't know.
Got dressed up for breakfast.
I think so.
I mean,
I bet they did.
I think so.
Not nobody. There were a ton of ladies who's like, my husband's never seen you without
makeup
on.
I know one. I know one that's in there. 80s?
You think it was regular though? You think it was like common?
I do.
Oh yeah.
That everybody dressed up for breakfast.
I do.
Wow.
Signs you're not a good wife. Not liking your kids.
Okay.
That so far, the knots have held up after all these years.
Being late for appointments. Letting your cold feet touch your husband under the covers.
Really?
Being a backseat driver. Getting jealous and wearing red nail polish.
What?
Which is whorish.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, the knots didn't hold up all the way through.
You're right. We made it to the nail polish.
Reading the paper out loud.
Well, that makes
let,
you a good
I knew
husband.
The word. I knew the word "let" when you said "good husband." I knew the word "let" was going to be in one of those.
Only if she needs the car.
Yeah,
otherwise,
she really
forget
needs it.
Right. You know,
she can't
shouldn't
just
be driving.
Take it out. Has to be an emergency.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.